have you been with Jesus? Acts 4:13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Do you spend your days as others do, busy only with the pursuit of the next paycheck or the frantic pace of getting your children to and from every activity possible to join? Are you consciously or unconsciously keeping up with the neighbors? Are you trying to impress the boss or your friends? What fills your hours and your mind? The followers of Jesus, particularly Peter and John in our passage today, apparently are noticed for the differences in their behavior. They don't have impressive educational achievements. They aren't known for their high positions in society at all, yet they are noticed for the differences manifesting in them that simply are not in others. Beautiful, holy, helpful, right living that is changing things around them. Others are marveling at their extraordinary boldness. Let us not forget that they are living in a time where their very lives are in danger for their faith in Christ. Their speech and activities must be different. Their purpose and direction and faith and courage are seen, and there are shocked faces around them as a result. Later, Paul is accused of being a follower who turned the world upside down. What a glorious thing to be accused of when the reason for the accusation is that you are sharing the Son of God with the world around you. Are you doing the same? Remember, as believers, we are commissioned to go into the world and share Jesus. We are told in Matthew 28:19-20, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Are we remembered for our boldness of faith in Christ? Are we turning the world upside down in a positive way for the sharing of Jesus? Will others think that there is something different about us because we have been with Jesus? Oh, I hope so. I want that more than anything else in this world. I want others to see the changes that Christ has brought into my life. May my life shine with his light. I want to make a difference by sharing Jesus with those who don't know him. The news channel has enough news about the ways of the world. Wars and rumors of wars are everywhere. Our crime rate and unspeakable acts toward one another abound. As a believer in Christ, as a follower of his way, I want to obey him in all things and embrace his teachings. Furthermore, I want to be a channel that allows God's love and power to flow through me to this world. The people of God follow righteousness, not just love. We live holiness, not smugness. We want to spend our lives making a difference in lives, not judging others. Jesus loved so powerfully that it changed everything. Absolutely everything. Therefore, spend time with him. Then spend more time with him. Talk to him. Ask him how he wants you to live this day, every day. Draw ever closer to him in the ways of God. Believe in Christ as your Savior and ask him to come into your heart. Ask God to forgive you and help you turn from your sins and selfish way of living. Ask God to put his Holy Spirit of love into your life and watch the differences begin. Not only will your life change, but others will see the boldness and love, the kindness and change, the purpose and joy, and they will be hungry for it. They will wonder how that ordinary person that they once knew in you is now changed forever because you have been with Jesus.